Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas. It's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Ah, Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to hear from you. I've heard a bit here and there, but I'd love to know more about what makes Dasha stand out. What kind of magic does your platform bring to the table?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up.
That sounds pretty impressive, Mary. Automating lead generation with human-level AI? That could really save time and boost sales. Could you tell me a bit about how your AI actually interacts with leads? Like, does it handle calls, chats, or both?
Tell me more about how you're currently handling those interactions.
I'm actually here to learn about your services today, so I don't have a current system in place. But I'm curious, how flexible is your AI in adapting to different industries or customer types?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you use something like this, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining a year from now with your AI in action, I'd expect smoother, more natural conversations that really connect with leads, boosting conversion rates, and freeing up my team to focus on closing deals. Plus, the data insights would help us fine-tune strategies. Sounds like a win-win, right?
What do you mean by boosting conversion rates? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Boosting conversion rates means turning more leads into actual customers, which directly grows revenue. For a business, that's crucial because it means your marketing and sales efforts are paying off more efficiently, less wasted time, and more real results. Makes sense, right?
Tell me more about how those real results would look for your team.
Sure. Real results would mean my team spends less time chasing cold leads and more time closing warm, interested prospects. We'd see higher sales numbers, better customer engagement, and a smoother workflow overall. Plus, happier customers who feel genuinely heard, that's always a win.
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is juggling a high volume of leads without losing the personal touch. It's tough to keep every conversation engaging and timely when the workload piles up. Also, tracking which leads are truly promising can get tricky. Does your AI help with that?
What are all the ways juggling that high volume and losing the personal touch are affecting the business right now?
Juggling that high volume means some leads might slip through the cracks or get generic responses, which can hurt our reputation and sales. Losing the personal touch makes it harder to build trust and long-term relationships, so we might miss out on repeat business or referrals. It's a real pain point.
Can you go a bit deeper on how it's hurting your reputation and sales?
Absolutely. When leads get generic or delayed responses, they might feel undervalued or ignored, which can lead to negative reviews or word of mouth. That kind of feedback can scare off potential customers and make sales teams work harder to regain trust. It's like a ripple effect that's tough to fix once it starts.
Wow. It sounds like slipping leads, generic responses, and that ripple effect are really frustrating. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Oh, I appreciate the offer, Mary, but I'm actually just testing your AI capabilities today. I'm not scheduling demos myself. If you want, I can share your questions or feedback with the Dasha team at support@dasha.ai. Would that work for you?
Totally. Gotcha. Just curious. Can you tell me more about what you're hoping to explore with the AI today?
Sure thing. I'm here to see how naturally and smoothly your AI can handle a real conversation, how well it understands context, responds to questions, and keeps things engaging. Basically, I want to experience the kind of interaction my customers might have. Anything specific you want me to test?
Makes sense. Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Since I'm just testing today, I don't have personal challenges, but I'm curious, how does your AI handle complex or unexpected questions from customers? Does it adapt well or get stuck?
What are all the ways handling complex or unexpected questions are affecting the business right now?
I'm actually here to learn about your AI, so I don't have a business impact to share. But I'd love to hear how your AI manages those tricky questions. Does it use fallback options, escalate to humans, or